Yeah, my name's Jack Town and I'm 13. I am from Gogo, next to Fitzroy Crossing and 4 hours away from Broome.
How far did you go to drop the kids off at school today? Was it just a short walk, perhaps a 30-minute drive if you get caught in traffic? We'll take a moment to consider the journey that some boarding school students take. I'm talking about a 7,000-kilometre journey one way from a remote cattle station in Western Australia's northwest all the way to Southport on Queensland's Gold Coast. This is what 13-year-old Jack Town, his twin sister and mum have just done to get to their respective schools on the other side of the country.
Well, we drove from Fitzroy to Broome, which was a 4-hour trip, and then we went from Broome to Perth, and then which was about 3 hours or something.
On the plane?
Yeah, on the plane.
Yeah.
And then we go from Perth to Brisbane, which was about 5 hours. We go from Brisbane to Gold Coast at the end.
Yeah, so it's a big trip. Is it pretty tiring?
Yeah, when you get back to school, it's really tired.
Hello, I'm Lucy Murray. Settling into boarding school can be tough for both students and parents alike, especially if it's their first year away from home. It's part of the job of people like Tony Watt to make the transition as smooth as possible as children adapt to their new environment. Tony's the Dean of Boarding at the Southport School.
In Year 7, there will be a chunk of new boys for the first time. This is their first classroom experience because they've been to school of education with mum or dad on the property. And having a break in their school day would be going out, doing something, riding a motorbike, and that's all changed. And I dare say they're now wearing school shoes for the first time. And just a sense of camaraderie. We've got, like most boarding schools, a very strong house system. And with that sort of Harry Potterish, like you belong to something and you're really passionate about it. And that sense of belonging is just vitally important for that sense of well-being and fitting in.
Are your 12-year-old leaving home for 5 years, 6 years? How do parents go?
Parents find that very challenging, and I've been in boarding 20 years. The first one's hard, sending the last one is even harder. So they too have a separation anxiety type process that they go through, and much of our boarding house master, and I say all boarding staff around the country in all boarding schools, spend just as much time with mums and dads as they do with their boys or girls transitioning into boarding. It can be a highly emotive period. You know, it's a transition that I don't think we talk about much in Australia because not everyone has a boarding school experience, but for just over 20, I think it's 21,000 boarders in the country, it's a significant transition for them. I think sending their child to boarding school is one of the most unselfish things someone could do because I'm a parent of 4 kids and it tugs at my heartstrings every time I see a new batch come in thinking this is a massive thing to do.
One of those parents saying goodbye to their kids for the next few months is Sally Towns, Jack's mum from Gogo Station. She admits it's a long way to travel from Western Australia, but they want what's best for their children. Why go so far?
When we chose the schools that we were sending our children to, we were actually not in WA, so we were in another state and we chose the schools, but we were really happy with the schools, so it didn't really matter where we were going to live, we would just get them there however it would be. But yeah, it's certainly a long trip for them, especially when they fly it on their own. They've had to do it a couple of times on their own now. So,
does it get easier? This is the second year you've dropped the twins off at boarding school. Does it get any easier?
No, not for me this year. We've all gone in a little bit sad, but I think with the remote families, when probably more knowing once we leave, that's it. We're not back for a long time. A lot of the closer families are able to see their kids every few weekends, so it is a bit tough when you live so far away. But look, the schools are just fantastic. They're wonderful with helping with homesickness. And, you know, it's wonderful for the kids to get in and do the team sports because on School of the Air, they really haven't had those opportunities. So we are so happy with the schools and we entrust the schools with looking after our children. And, yeah, we couldn't be happier where they are.
13-year-old William Johnson might not have travelled 7,000 kilometres to get to school, but he's still a long way from his home in the Northern Territory. He's in his first year at the Southport School.
Broome Downs is located in the middle of the Northern Territory. It is 3 million square acres. It's one of the biggest stations in the Northern Territory.
How did you get here? What was the trip?
I got here, so I went from Broome Downs to Mount Isa. That's 6 hours. And then I caught a plane to Brisbane, and that's 2 hours, and my parents drove me to TSS, and that was an hour and a half, and yeah, that's how I got here.
What were you thinking as you were driving down from Brizzy, going past all the highway and everything going on?
I was like, wow, this is going to be different, because you know, used to seeing big buildings and houses everywhere, you're used to seeing this flat grass and that.
So today's your second day here at TSS.
Yes.
What's just going through your mind?
Everything. Like, I'm still processing it all. It's like amazing how big it is, and there's so many kids in it.
What's different being surrounded by so many boys so far?
They're all good, the boys here. Like, they always shake your hand and come say hello. So I reckon I like it, because I can make friends real easy, so...
Down the road at St Hilda's, Brianna Kerr has unpacked her bag, ready for Year 8 and her second year at boarding school. While she misses her family on Taldora Station in northwest Queensland, she loves the opportunities that school can bring.
I just love the new opportunities, you know, being able to do sport and, you know, more co-curricular activities, and, yeah, also just definitely being able to do more subjects.
When there's points that you miss home, what do you miss about it?
A lot of the time I miss the quiet, to be honest, and I miss just doing daily life, like on the station, just feeding the horses and feeding the cattle and just being with family.
For Brianna's mum, Tricia, it's been a huge wrench sending her children off to boarding school. She hasn't just been their mum, she's also been their teacher, supervising their lessons through distance education and School of the Air.
It's not as overwhelming as last year. I don't think you can really describe the feeling to another person unless you've been a parent to go through that or has gone through that. It's a really unnatural feeling. You have these children that you nurture and you have for 12 really short years, because they are only 12 when they go off in year 7, which is really quite young. So, you know, you hope that you've done your best at preparing them for it, but I don't think that anything really prepares you for it until you walk out the door and you've left them there. But it's second year, yeah, it's not as daunting by any means.
What are you hoping? Like, you're sending your child a long way away from home. Why do you do it?
Yeah, well, we were just discussing this the other day, my husband and I. We see the growth in Brianna. We always felt she was quite mature, and I suppose that's from being around all adults at home. We have lots of staff who live with us, so they're always exposed to other adults. But I just think, you know, we could have kept her at home for an extra year or two, and we could have continued through distance education, but I think that would have been really selfish. The opportunities that she has here far outweigh us keeping her at home. She has that exposure to all the sports, all the co-curricular stuff that she's getting, not to mention the friends. And you often hear people who've been to boarding school, those experiences and those friendships they make are lifelong.